Take two. Let's try this again. Last time the video and the audio didn't match. It was very strange. Anyway, we're still sheltering in place here in Topeka, Kansas, and you can't really go anywhere or do anything. But one of the nice things about that is, you know how in neighborhoods sometimes there's these people in suits walking around. They knock on doors and they try to sell you Jesus or Buddha or John Smith, or for that matter, windows and doors and roofing and solar panels. Well, they're not around. And so that's kind of nice. That put me in mind of this Steve Goodman song. It's called Death of a Salesman. And I'm going to try to do it.
A traveling salesman stopped for gas as it was getting late. He sure was getting tired and it was snowing on the interstate. He says, will you fill her up, my friend, and see if my oil's all right? And do you know a place where a tired, a traveling man might spend the night? The attendant winked at him and says, I'll bet you've been around. Well, the man who puts up lodgers here is known as Farmer Brown. You'll find him in that old stone house that's just on the edge of town. And he has a 19-year-old daughter who likes to fool around. Salesman winked right back at him and a smile came to his lips. He paid for the gas and the oil and then he gave that man a tip. He started out and he pushed that old gas pedal to the floor. And he was off like a bat and in nothing and flat he was at the farmer's door. Well, the door it opened up and a beautiful girl says, come on in. Traveling salesman's tongue was hanging out like rin-tin-tin. He said that old gas station attendant said I would find you here. And do you have a suitable room you could rent to me, my dear? Alas, kind sir, I'm sorry, but the last one's gone, you see. So if you want to spend the night, you'll have to sleep with me. And he says, oh, how fortuitous, my pretty little miss. And he throws his arms around her and he gives that girl a kiss. Now her warm and tender ruby lips he scarcely could believe. And he never saw the hammer she had hidden up her sleeve. And she said, I'm getting sleepy and it's time to go to bed. And as they turned to climb the stairs, she whooped him on the head. The very next day, the salesman's car with brand new license plates was sitting at Farmer Brown's gas station down on the interstate. So all you traveling salesmen who might be passing through, you better watch your step or the traveling salesman joke will be on you.
Have a great week, everybody. It was better the first time, really it was.